What about the choice between thalidomide and lenalidomide? You know, there's a cost issue and reimbursement issue that happens. And how much difference do you think there is in terms of those two agents?
Yeah, that's a great question. And we don't have a randomized study comparing thalidomide and dexamethasone versus lenalidomide and dexamethasone. So the most that we can do is to compare different phase 3 studies, which unfortunately isn't very fair. But if you do that, in my mind, it does look like lenalidomide with either low or high dose dexamethasone will give you a better overall response rate than thalidomide and dexamethasone. And so in my mind, I would probably prefer, if it were a choice between those two, to go with the lenalidomide-based regimen. And also, lenalidomide is generally better tolerated than thalidomide, with less constipation, less neuropathy, less sedation.